29 as the home stretch brings it back. We are talking Brewers today. Kyle Loebner of Brew Crew Ball with us. And J.P. Cadoran, our Super Show guest host today.
Hello.
I am Justin Hull. The home stretch brought to you by Game Day Sports Bar. 281-1570 if you'd like to get a hold of us. 281-1570, talking Brewers, Brewer questions, Brewer comments, Brewer whatever we'll take. We're not going to break down the economic crisis in Europe along with Egypt's domestic instability and how it will affect the MLB Home Run Derby.
Although it was a good suggestion.
It was a very good suggestion.
But we're not qualified.
All right, J.P. Cadoran with Sports 32. And J.P., before the break, we were talking about Juan Perez and how much longer he's going to be on the roster. You were the one that saw it, so let everybody know.
He is no longer. Juan Perez, we joked that we were debating who fits in and where best bullpen arms are, and said Juan Perez might not even be on the roster by the time we finish the show, and he is no longer, well, really no longer with the Brewers organization as of right now.
He barely got to the end of the segment.
I think there's a strong chance he'll end up accepting an assignment to the minors. Yeah. But yeah, as of right now, he was designated for assignment. Let's see. Mike Fasalo has it at 4 minutes ago.
And so Cesar's Tourist is being brought back, which Kyle was dancing when he found out. Yeah. So excited, weren't
we? We had to open the door so he could do some cartwheels on his way out of here.
Right. The Brewers are 12-18 this year when Cesar's Tourist plays in a game, 20-18 when he doesn't.
What are they when Mark Kotze played last year?
That I'd have to look up, but I guess it wasn't good.
281-1570 or 866-653-1570. Let's get to this Miller Park ESPN poll that Jim Capel has made famous and has really brought his name into some of the great conversations in Wisconsin sports fans over the last few days. But ESPN and Jim Capel running the poll of bracketing out what is the best ballpark and leaving it up to fans to vote, not realizing that Wisconsin sports fans bowl, drink beer, eat brats, and vote for their team. And he found that out the hard way as Miller Park has, you know, surged into the finals, going up against AT&T Park in San Francisco.
One of the greatest ones ever.
Dominating them right now, but having a hard time of realizing why. And the continued shots at Milwaukee and Miller Park are, well, you know, Kyle, I know you had some strong opinions on that.
Well, you know, I think Jim Capel has done a fascinating job of trolling Wisconsin sports fans all week this week. Starting off with putting Miller Park 24th, saying the only good thing about the ballpark happens in the parking lot. Today, I think he called the facility a glorified airport terminal.
Yeah, here was his wording. Your finale for baseball's best ballpark pits a privately funded retro park that offers gorgeous views of San Francisco Bay, McCovey Cove, and Matt Cain, plus the aroma of garlic fries and taste of microbrews against a stadium with the feel of an airline terminal that also features races between people in giant sausage costumes.
And no microbrews at all. We're foreign to that concept.
Yeah, exactly.
My goodness.
Yeah. This decision is yours. Do you want Milwaukee voting bloc to control the final champion, or do you want the rest of the country outside of Brewer Nation to have a say in what ballpark really is baseball's best? Wow. I think overall, I think Scott Walker might have an overall better approval rating than Jim Capel. I'm ending that conversation right there. It's meant to be tongue-in-cheek. It's meant to be funny. And if you didn't find it funny, I apologize. And I will say Jay Cutler might have a better overall approval rating in the state of Wisconsin, better than Jim Capel. Although, huge Cutler fan, I cannot wait for the wedding with Kristen Cavallari. I cannot wait. I hope it's an MTV show. I really do.
So why did he even seed the stadiums in the first place if he's just going to throw a hissy fit about it when people vote? If you're putting it up to a vote, then you take what the fans give you, and that's it. And you don't need to put in your whiny comments after every round.
But I think part of the reason this is happening is because he seeded Miller Park 24th. I think there was some initial outrage that led to a lot of people coming in. Like I said, he's done a great job all week of trolling Wisconsin sports fans. He got people angry. He's riding the wave.
You know, and it's funny because I'll be the first to say it. Miller Park getting to the Elite Eight, okay, great. But up against a PNC Park, up against a Camden Yards, is very tough to, I mean, and this is what you're looking at, okay? Location. Have you ever wandered outside of Miller Park and just found yourself around that area? I'm just saying, architecture, okay, it's good. The great history of Miller Park, I mean, that includes, Jeff D'Amico, the first pitcher hitting an inside-the-park home
run? History.
I mean, Richie Sexson?
There's history.
The
Big
Sexy?
All-star game tie, right? It's the only one in the history of the game.
The greatest moment.
That's history, man.
History.
Location? There's like at least 20 oak trees back behind there. I mean, you look out, you see the steel factories. What more do you want?
Well, you got the view of the brewery.
Yeah.
Which I guess wins it. Seating, okay. Price is great.
Mm-hmm.
Concessions, there's beer. That's good. Scoreboard, all right. Transportation, roofs, bonus points for parks with roofs. AT&T Park doesn't have one of those. And grass. I don't know if that's a Jeremy Jeffress reference or what, but that's what the voting has been on. And you're right, though. I think JP hit it right on the head. It's and Kyle too with the continued shots is what has enraged Brewer fans and people that have gone to Miller Park, Wisconsin sports fans over this whole thing. Why they're on ESPN.com voting as many times as they can from every single computer they can. Yeah.
Like, dude, if you want to rank your opinion of the stadiums, that's fine. Go ahead and rank Miller Park 24th. We probably won't even care. We'll say that's fine. We'll take it to ourselves. But to do this and and even ESPN even had like their ultimate standings, their ultimate rankings, right. And Miller Park was listed 8th out of all 122 professional arenas and stadiums.
Yeah.
Right. Jim Capel has an opinion of Miller Park that is clearly lower than what most people would put it, as demonstrated this week by the fact the Brewers have been able to turn out tens of thousands of people to vote to support the park. It probably doesn't belong as the best park in baseball. It may or may not have belonged in the top 8. But the other problem you get when you put things up for a vote like this is how many average sports fans do you know that have seen more than 3 or 4 major league stadiums?
I've been to Wrigley. I've been to Tropicana. I've been to Miller Park. And I've been to County Stadium. For those Brewer fans that have just hopped on the last 5 years, that's where they used to play.
Right.
I'm just kidding. But anyway.
But I mean, even I write about baseball 365 days a year. I've been to 4 major league ballparks.
2?
Are you afraid to admit that?
I think here in Wrigley?
So, I mean, when you
County Stadium.
When you get this poll.
I have been to County Stadium.
Wait, 4. Fox City Stadium. I think we've all been there, too, yeah.
When you make this poll and you seed them, the seeding is almost irrelevant because number 1, PNC Park, seeded number 1 overall, it may be a beautiful facility. 99.5% of sports fans have never been there because they're not one of the 4,000 people who go to Pirates games night in and night out. So who knows?
Here's the other thing, too. AT&T Park, what percentage of Brewer fans could tell you who plays at AT&T Park?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, because it's changed names about 4 different times
since
it's been constructed.
It's like when Milwaukee goes to U.S. Cellular, Comiskey, Stadium,
right.
Field, Park, or whatever
Arena.
They're going to. Arena, Field.
Yeah, we've been pretty lucky with Miller that it's remained that way the whole time.
Right, and it was County Stadium for 50 years before that. So, yeah, it's been 2 stadium names in 60 years of baseball in Milwaukee.
Make it simple on us, we're fine. It's Lambeau Field. It's the Bradley Center. It's the Mecca. I mean, the stadium names, they just say the same. It's the Marquette Warriors. We don't like change. We stick
and
with
even
what
when
got.
They do change, the BMO Harris Bradley Center is still the Bradley Center. They actually kept that name intact. But
who plays there?
Well, right now, Marquette.
We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. So, 281-1570, if you'd like to hop on with us. Let's go back to the phones. Who's up here on the score? Hello.
Hey, Justin. It's me and Tom.
Tom, what's up?
PNC Park blows Miller Park away. I've been to Pittsburgh several times. It's right over this bridge, Roberto Clemente Bridge, with a shutdown game day. And they have these little sports pubs. The Brewers should have let them build Miller Park downtown Milwaukee.
I think if they had built Miller Park downtown, they would have ended up with more problems than conveniences just because of the tailgating around the facility, the general layout. They would have had to bulldoze half of downtown Milwaukee to build Miller Park on the footprint it is now.
Yeah, true.
And that my point isn't that PNC Park isn't a nice facility. Everyone that I've talked to that's been there says it's a beautiful facility. My point is that the average baseball fan, the average person who's voting in this poll is about... I'd put it at about 50-1 odds that they have never seen PNC Park. And they've maybe never even seen what it looks like inside. I don't think I've ever seen a
probably
picture.
Probably haven't seen it on TV either because the Pirates suck.
And a 50% chance that they don't even know who plays at PNC Park.
Yeah.
Again, I will throw that one out there too.
I agree with that, but I'm just saying is I'm a huge Brewer fan, but the sight lines in Miller Park are awful. How many times is there a double down the corner and you can't see where it is? Because the way they configured it because of the dome, they built it very straight up and down with those handrails and stuff. And I think stadiums belong downtown. But Wisconsin has this in there where we have to sit outside and tailgate that way. You know what? I thought I would have liked that better, tailgating outside. You know what? There's nothing better than going to a little sports bar and getting a brat there instead of all the hassle, carrying all that grill and all that stuff.
You know, Tom, I'll say that. I mean, at the end there, that was a very personal opinion that I think you're probably in the small majority of. But outside of that, and I don't think, and I think all three of us agree, and you'll find a lot of people that feel the same way, that this whole thing hasn't become about, you know, Miller Park and how great it is. It's mm-hmm. become about the way that Jim Capel, specifically in his writing, has destroyed Miller Park and destroyed Milwaukee sports fans and just, you know, took shots at everybody. That's what it's become.
We got awesome sports fans. You know, it's easy. And I have to go, I caught this late, but I just called and you talked about PNC Park. I thought, I've been there. It's a great park. And hey, have a great day.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
You know, here's a weird tangent. The other day, Wednesday, while I was waiting for the Brewer game to start, I turned on the TV and there happened to be an old episode of Frasier on. Okay, and they're in
Where
a bar.
Where is this going?
Right.
I just like the whole thing that this whole statement started off with. Here's a weird tangent.
It is a weird tangent, that's but it's correct. Going somewhere. I promise. Anyway, it's Frasier and his brother and his dad in a bar, and Frasier and his brother are making fun of the bar until finally his dad snaps and walks out because he said, "When you're insulting this place, you're insulting me," and that's what it's become. Miller Park is not. It's not the best ballpark in baseball. It probably belongs higher than 24th. It's not number one. But because of the way Jim Capel has handled this week, he's insulted Brewer fans, and he's getting his face rubbed in it, which is kind of great.
Dr. Frasier Crane.
And we shouldn't be surprised by it either. Look at the fact that Ryan Braun has been an all-star for, four straight years, and now it's going to be five. He might not start
this
year.
He'll get in. Brewer fans will go vote for him, too.
You know, it's not a surprise. No. How long is the Packers season ticket waiting list now?
And here's one other thing to look at, too, is they're the only two times that there's been a Brewer in the second-chance all-star voting was Corey Hart and Jeff Jenkins.
Right.
What are they batting, 1,000? Because Brewer fans got out there and voted for those two guys. Ricky Weeks, I mean, look at some of the guys that have been all-stars over the years. I mean, you see that happen, too.
Right, and Donald Driver just won Dancing with the Stars for largely the same reason.
Absolutely.
I wasn't going to go there, but if you want to say it, yes, Donald Driver and Dancing with the Stars is about the same as Miller Park in this ESPN stadium competition.
And again, I think we said it, like, none of us actually think Miller Park is the best stadium.
No.
Right?
Just don't make us mad.
Yeah.
Right. Don't make us mad. 281-1570. Who's up next on the score? Hello. Hello.
This is Jim from Appleton.
Jim, what's on your mind?
I just want to say I was down at the Twin Cities this last weekend and seen the Brewers play at the Twinkies Park, and that is one beautiful little park.
Target Field? Target Field was the 5 seed in this whole stadium thing as well.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that, but, man, it is sharp. It is really nice.
You know, and I'll come out in defense of Twin Stadium, too, and there's a lot of people that chastise the Twins and the Twin Cities for not putting a roof on that stadium. If they tried to get a roof on the stadium, it never passed. You know, I mean, there was too much money to put a roof on that stadium. It was Target Field, or it was nothing, but like you said, that's a nice-looking ballpark they have in the city.
It is. And like I say, with the rain, I mean, I'm glad we seen the Saturday afternoon game because Sunday they had that rain delay.
And they lost, too, right?
And they lost 15 innings, you know.
Exactly. So, hey, Jim, appreciate the call. 281-1570. Who's up next? Hello.
Hey, it's Corey on the score.
Corey, what's up, man?
Not much. What's up? Actually, what they could have did was on the voting, he could have put how many, before you voted, you could have put how many stadiums have you gone to? The people that voted for or only been to one or two or more or five or more, and then that way it could have been broken down into three categories, you know.
But it would have made it
a lot easier.
I think if you do that, you know, if you wanted to have a fair vote, you probably could limit it to people who have seen both AT&T Park and Miller Park. The problem is the sample size of people who would be able to say they've been to both is remarkably small.
Hey,
and the other problem is people lie on the internet.
Right.
Sure, but that's why I'm saying, most of the people that are probably voting have only been to one stadium. But I'm saying if you've gone to two or three stadiums, I mean, I've been to San Diego Stadium. That's a gorgeous little nice stadium, you know. And how many people have gone out there? You know, I've been to a Pittsburgh Stadium. That's a nice stadium.
Plenty of room to stretch out.
It is, exactly. You know, but what I'm saying is, I mean, I've been to four or five stadiums where I can vote on that aspect. But, I mean, I haven't been to New York or anything like that. So, I mean, it's such a hard category to vote on unless if you've gone to all 20 or all How many teams are there? 30
right now, yeah.
That was my point earlier. There's no way to have a subjective vote on this because there's nobody that's seen all of them. You know, and the average sports fan, I write about baseball 365 days a year. I've seen 4 current major league ballparks.
Right.
You know, most people just aren't going to have the criteria to judge this on unless you want to go straight on Jim Capel's seedings.
Well, with the or you could have just asked the people that do the broadcasting, like, whoever does the radio, that would have been the easiest way because they've been to all of them. So
there you go, take an impartial view, kind of like you get in the Pro Bowl voting. Well, that's a bad example. But
yeah,
when the parameters of it, when players vote for other players, they can't vote for any of their teammates. And that's, you know, kind of right. What you did with broadcasters. Hey, what's your favorite stadium you've been to? And, you know, go ahead and decide from there. But
hey, and Miller Park's going to win this thing, too. They're 60,000 votes in right now. They're up 60% to 40%.
That's up from, what, 57-43 when I first looked at it. It was 58-42 when we came on, and now
they're going to win. Miller Park is going to win as the best stadium in baseball.
At one point early this afternoon, like right after noon, I think after like 10,000 votes, it was 51-49, and it looked like it might be close, but they've separated themselves from the field now.
And then Brewers, you know, went out there on Twitter. Yeah, Brewers PR department sent out a press release yesterday saying Ryan Braun and Miller Park in internet voting close races, go out and support your Brewers. I mean, that's I think the other thing about that is too that the Brewers have actually embraced this.
Right.
I doubt PNC Park embraced. I don't know if the San Francisco Giants are embracing it. I think Brewer fans, because like I said, you have bowling, beers, brats, and internet polls. That's why we're embracing it.
Oh, the Brewer organization is perhaps the one across Major League Baseball that really wanted to win this after being slapped in the face on Tuesday when they were given a 24 seed and told the only good thing about their facility was the parking lots. You know, they got a wake-up call from Capel on Tuesday, and they have responded loud and clear.
It's kind of like, you know, when, what was that, Virginia Tech didn't get into the NCAA tournament last year? That's what it was like. No? All right. 281-1570 or 866-653-1570. I'm going to fight off the blank stares. We'll come back and we'll wrap up our Brewer Hour.